Thanks a lot, Leonard. Good afternoon again, everybody. The Ron Smith Radio Show. Joe Seehausen has seizures. They're staying with us for a few minutes. I want to get a couple of phone callers on with him. He is the incoming executive director of the Libertarian Party. And we're going to begin with John. John, you're on with Joe. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for having me on, Ron. I was in the election. I'm going to vote for Bush, but I do realize the need for a viable third party in our upcoming elections. I was wondering what his stances on the war are and what his local candidates in Maryland are.
Well, would you be interested in his stance on the war or what the Bednarik position is since he's the presidential candidate? Or whether there's a platform plank on it, Joe.
Well, that's a good point, and I'll certainly let Michael Bednarik speak for himself when he appears on Ron's show next week. But one of the things that we bring to the equation that we just don't hear is the traditional American perspective and policy of non-intervention. We're in approximately 100 countries around the world militarily. We're involved everywhere in the world militarily, and there may be reasons why we are there. But I think we need to question that. And the Libertarian Party is a party which does not advocate our getting involved, our intervening in every country's domestic disputes. We take the approach that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson took, where they said, look, America should be friends with everybody. We should do business with everybody. But for heaven's sake, let's not get involved in everyone's internal affairs.
Well, wasn't that what George Washington advocated?
Absolutely.
Or Jefferson or
Jefferson and yeah. Washington, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what they said. And we're seeing it. We get involved in a country, we think we take a stance, but unfortunately we're picking one side over another, and for every friend we make one or two enemies, and the situations just continue to get worse. We would ask the question, should America have a foreign policy which is non-interventionist, and what would that look like? And neither major party wants to consider that, because intervention by itself means the growth of big government. And again, politicians' job is to keep their job. And the two main parties, they love to intervene overseas, but they love to intervene here domestically as well. And you simply need to pick up the newspaper and look at any aspect of life, healthcare, or education, everywhere. The government wants to grow. They want
and more
to get more
and more
involved.
They do it more and more every legislative session.
Correct. And of course, the real concern is that Americans don't know that this is that we have become immune essentially to it. And I think the older generations need to begin to speak out and speak to their sons and their grandsons and say, this is not the way that it was. This is not the America that was founded and that we grew up in. This is a very different, what I call a socialist state, is what we're evolving into.
Okay.
All right, sir.
What are the Libertarian candidates in Maryland?
You know, go to lp.org, lp.org on the web, and click on the states, and the great state of Maryland has some wonderful candidates that you can take a good long look at.
Okay, thank you much.
All right, thank you. I would dare say that what you might see in this election are people who are unwilling to, quote, waste, end quote, their vote by voting for a third-party candidate, but who might be more than willing to vote for local Libertarian Party candidates. Now, I'm not advocating that. I'm just telling you that it would seem to me that would be a psychology that might be at play.
Sure, and it's a good point, and it took me a month to kind of wrap my mind around the idea that, hey, you're actually, flip it around, you're actually wasting a vote by voting for a major party candidate, in that you're saying, since they both endorse such big government and big government programs, you're saying, full steam ahead, good job, Mr. Bush, good job, Mr. Kerry. We're saying that if we got the percentages that we would certainly like to get, it would send a message to politicians, you'd best pay attention to the people and to their freedoms and their liberties, and stop taking their money, because they are going to start putting in Libertarian candidates in the state of Maryland and throughout the country.
One more call, and Earl, could you make it as succinct as you can, please?
I will endeavor to do so. As I think I was responding to Martin, who was talking about why don't we put the money into campaigns. First of all, in order to have a candidate run as a Libertarian, the party itself has to be on the ballot. This is what we call ballot access. The So even if you have your local candidates running as libertarians, the party still has to be on the ballot. So you have to spend those resources. Here in Maryland, if Bednarik gets 1%, just 1% of the votes cast in this state for president, the Libertarian Party retains its ballot status, doesn't have to expend the resources to stay on the ballot, can put those resources into voter registration and campaigning, and that is how you're going to be able to grow this party.
Well, that's a great point. And here in the great state of Maryland, if people want to see a third party, they want to see the Libertarian Party, they want to have the choice, then get out and vote Libertarian, and get that 1% for the Libertarian Party of Maryland, and then the people of the state will have a choice in the future.
Earl, thank you for participating, and Joe, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Ron.
I'm very glad you did. And also, I should remind folks once again that Tuesday, in the last hour of the program, we'll be visiting with Michael Badnarik, who is your Libertarian Party candidate for President of the United States, so people will be able to hear from him firsthand. That was Joe C. Houston. The Ron Smith Show continues. Is Jeff in Paw Paw, just to irritate much of my audience. Yes.
What is the Libertarian candidate? What's his name?
Michael Badnarik.
Okay. Yeah, I think I was planning on voting for Nader. I probably still will, because it's more of a protest in a sense. But
well, except that Badnarik is more to your political.
Yeah, I guess I'd be more of a libertarian than a socialist, although
yes,
in some things I probably am a socialist. They're going to have to do something about the medical thing sooner or later, the whole thing's collapsing. I'm tired of paying for people who don't have any insurance, even though most of the poor people can't afford it. Neither can I anymore, laying out close to $5,000 a year. But at any rate, I was talking to a Republican guy who's pretty active in the party up here, and I says, what exactly does the party stand for? And he could give me an answer. And the last, I've been really disgruntled since the takeover of 94 because I feel basically they just sold out. And I'm going to give you two examples of it. In Arizona, they have this on the ballot about whether state funds should be used to help illegal immigrants. 79% of the people favor the idea that state funds should not be used to help illegal immigrants, but the Republican senators out there and Congress people are, that would be McCain and Senator Cowell, and as is the Democratic governor.
Well, that's a division between the elite and the ordinary American.
This is the reason,
by the way, that the immigration issue is off the table and is not debated by the political candidates for president.
Well, CNN did a pretty good segment on it, and they had the woman from the Chamber of Commerce. That's who basically McCain and Kyle and the Democratic governor all bow to. And recently I heard in Ohio they have the gay marriage question on the ballot, and both Republican senators have come out and said, now, wait a minute now, if we may be viewed as intolerant, it'll keep business. Once again, it's business that gets the priority from getting the folks they need. And, you know, the Democratic Party, I used to be a Democrat until 1982, at which time I took my little badge down to Annapolis and turned it in. I quit. And I considered joining the Republican Party, and I'm glad I didn't, because what they seem to be generated into, it's just out front now, they're just shields for large corporations, most of which are now based in other countries. And more people are going to be listening to people like your last guest, because neither party really gets it done. I mean, we had the Democrats for so long in control of Congress, and now we got the Republicans, and I tell you, in many ways, I have to say, they seem worse. I mean, I remember...
Well, I think, look, the thing is, when any party gets total control of the reins of government, they just go full speed ahead. They can't resist it. They can't help themselves. You're better off with divided government.
I agree.
Because they bicker among themselves and they have enough power to check each other to a degree. When the same party controls the executive and the legislative branch, basically it's there are no checks whatsoever.
Well, I was talking
and
to
that, the Democrats did that, and now the Republicans have done.
Well, I was talking to a gentleman that works for a Republican congressman. Okay, it's from.
Yeah, we'll make it quick because I got to break.
Another state.
I got to break.
He said they're going to review after 10 years since the 1994 Congress how they've done, and he asked me how I thought they did, and I said,
"Give him an F.
It's a joke."
All right, Jeff.
All right.
Have a good weekend. 5:23.